Well, the winner of the Welsh Premier League Clubman of the Year award this evening was Phil Baker of the New Saints. I'm joined by assistant manager Carl Darlington. Carl, a very deserving recipient.
Oh, fantastic. Really proud for Philip Baker. I obviously know it's Pip in the Welsh Premier League, but what a servant he's been to Welsh football, what a servant he's been, more importantly, to TNS Football Club. And obviously he's still now in the squad as well, so he's done brilliant all his career and won so many trophies and so many awards, and it's good accolade for him tonight.
Well, we've had a quick chat with him. He seems a very, very humble person as well.
Yeah, you know, it's no frills of Pip. That's the way he is, but he just gets on with his job and does really well. He's a good professional. You know, he trains really well, trains hard. Likes a moan now and again, but that makes him. But no, he really deserves that award tonight. And obviously, what he's done for TNS Football Club, you know, being there for a number of years now, winning so many trophies, you know, and he's an excellent servant, so...
And I think he's won 19 domestic trophies in total. But TNS over the years now, they seem to be getting better and better. And Phil Baker is still there. I suppose that's a testimony to the man as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, TNS have had a good, consistent squad, good, consistent players. And he's been one of those players. If you look at the trends of our total team, we don't really change too many people throughout the year. Two or three new players coming each year, if we have two or three players coming in. And it shows you how well he's been playing to not only stay in the squad, but stay in the team as well. And, you know, he's in his mid-30s now, so and he's doing really well. He trains really well. He's an ultimate professional in what he does at the football club, and, you know, he's always there to stake his claim in the team.
Well, it seems from what you're saying that he might be starting against Livingston on Sunday, but more importantly, the game itself. You know, it's an important game for the club, but I suppose it's an important yardstick for us as a National League as well on Sunday.
Yeah, we've got an excellent squad at this moment in time, and obviously, you know, we've got four centre-backs at this moment, like, fighting for two places, so I can't say if he's starting or not, because, you know, we've got such a great sort of quality in our squad that everyone fights their position, so they can't let the guard down. Livingston's got a different challenge in itself again. They've been playing very well, they've been winning the games that they've been playing in. They've had a reprieve in terms of the actual tournament itself, and they went to Crusaders and won convincingly 3-0, so it's a good opportunity to test ourselves against them, and you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, it's a quarter final of the cup, so we look forward to it. And we've done our homework on Livingston, no doubt they've done it on us. They've been to watch us play as well, so we're expecting a tough game. But, you know, as long as we're prepared and we get our game plan right and get our stuff right, we're very confident going into the game.
Carl, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.